They had none for him. Screw them all.
And you've earned yours, he said pitilessly. Son of the Furies, how many people have you tortured throughout the centuries for your mother and Zeus? Sucks to be you now, huh?
Dimas tried to headbutt him, but Jericho moved away.
Noir is going to kill us.
I'll make sure you have a nice requiem.
Dimas shook his head.
So that's it, then? You have no remorse?
Jericho held his arms out and shrugged nonchalantly.
We are the products of our past, but if it makes you feel any better, I do feel sorry for you.
Dimas sneered.
You'll feel even sorrier when you're hanging on this wall, too. Don't think for one minute Noir won't do this to you. He's the god who invented betrayal, and I'm sure he already has a space here with your name engraved on it.
Jericho laughed at his warning.
Oh, brother, you all have taught me well. I will never put myself in that position again, believe me. I learned my lesson at the hands of the Dolophini you command. I have no intention of giving Noir any reason to turn on me. I am his to command, forever.
Jericho!
Shocked that someone in this hall knew his adopted name, Jericho looked to his right at the next prisoner hanging on the wall. Like Dimas, he had been badly beaten. His dark hair hung around a face distorted by swollen lips and a black eye so severe the entire whites of that eye were red from busted blood vessels. It took him a full minute to recognize him. It was those eyes that gave him away. One dark brown and one a bright green. Jaden. Jaden was the one the demon summoned whenever they wanted to barter with Noir or Azura for favors. Jericho had known Jaden lived here with them, but he would have thought the broker would have a lush place to call his own, not be caged with the rest of their victims. Stunned, Jericho released Dimas and stepped back.
What are you doing here?
Jaden laughed bitterly.
Do my accommodations offend you? I've grown quite used to them, though a view of something other than mangled bodies might be nice for a change.
Jericho scowled.
You serve the source. You're one of them.
Jaden shook his head.
I serve Noir and Azura. Word to the wise, don't ever displease them. For some reason, I can't seem to stop myself. I guess old habits die hard.
He looked down at his torn and bleeding body that was barely covered by shredded clothes.
As do I. But don't worry. I'm sure they'll be kinder to you than they've been to me. I held their enmity long before I came here, which is part of the reason they love to gut me every chance they get.
He looked past Jericho to see Asmodeus hiding in the shadows. The light from his hand was muffled and faint. Jaden called out to him.
Oh, long time no see.
Yeah, you looked better last time, too. I told you not to piss off Noir. One day you're going to listen to me.
Why start now?
Jaden asked. Asmodeus nodded.
Eh, you're right. Bled so much now it doesn't really matter, does it?
Dimas curled his lip.
You all sicken me!
He jerked at his chains as if trying to break them. Jaden ignored him as he pinned those mismatched eyes on Jericho.
By the way, your infant lived.
Jericho had no idea what the man was talking about. He didn't have a baby.
What? The child you saved all those centuries ago. I just wanted you to know that you never suffered in vain. The baby lived and grew up healthy.
Bully for the brat.
Do you think I care?
Jaden shrugged.
You gave up your godhood for her. I thought you might.
Jericho's frown deepened.
Her?
Unbelievably enough, he hadn't bothered to check the infant's gender before he handed it over. It hadn't mattered to him back then. All he'd seen was the baby's smile and its warm eyes. Jaden nodded.
Fiona Roy Delphine is the baby you saved.
Jericho was floored by the news. The air left his body as those words seared him. He shook his head in disbelief.
It couldn't be. You know it's true,
Jaden said, his voice deep and sure.
The moment you saw her, you recognized how much she looked like her mother.
Still, he refused to believe it.
What were the odds?
You're lying to me. Why would I? Everyone lies. I don't.
Jericho winced as he felt even more betrayed by this. And yet, as he considered it, he knew Jaden wasn't lying. Somehow he had known it instinctively. He had saved Delphine. The woman waiting in his room was the same person he had given all but his life for. Fury tore through him.
Oh, this was rich irony. And she owed him a debt he more than intended to collect on. Before this day was over, he was going to get satisfaction from her hide.